Wednesday, April 6th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, this story is out of The Hill. A gay Florida kindergarten teacher last week said he worries he will have to shield his personal life from his young students under Florida's new parental rights and education law, HB 1557, which has been dubbed by its critics as the Don't Say Gay Law. In a Tuesday interview with MSNBC, Corey Bernerette, a kindergarten teacher in an elementary school in Parrish, Florida, says he's concerned the new law will put a wall between him and his young students. He went on to say, as educators, we build relationships with our kids. In order to build relationships, you talk about your home life. You talk about what you do in the weekends. It scares me that I'm not going to be able to have these conversations with my children. I don't want to have to hide that my partner and I went paddle boating this weekend.
So, Tom, he went right to the core of the issue of the law itself. If we could bring the proponents of the law and this kindergarten teacher together, what would become abundantly evident is, yes, you're right. We're telling you not to use your life as a conduit to speak to these children about sexuality and gender. Your job is reading, writing, history. It is the parent's job to talk about these matters, not your job. Parental rights are the next thing to fall by the wayside. What you're seeing, of course, is a deconstruction of the Constitution, because clearly the free practice of religion, faithful biblical Christianity, is going to speak against the unethical behavior of sex outside of marriage and the child abuse of transgenderism that's taking place. It's going to speak against that. So they want to remove the first liberty of the free practice of religion. Now what's coming under fire is parental rights. Now they may have gone a step too far because this law is overwhelmingly positively received in the state of Florida by parents. They do not want their children to go to school to be groomed by the educational elite to embrace sexual anarchy as represented by the sexual revolution. That's what this law does. To the teacher, you are exactly right. The law tells you that you cannot use your aberrant sexual relationship in your private life. You can't bring it into the public classroom. Now, may I say just a parenthetical note here? If you will go back into the early 20th century, you will see the code of conduct that teachers had to affirm in order to be given the privilege to teach in a classroom. And it certainly affirmed sexual ethics, that sex was with the boundaries of a marriage, not premarital, not extramarital, were not to be found in the life of the teacher, because they did not want teachers of the children to have harbored such a secret life. Now we're at the point where at least there's a law that says you cannot groom children for the sexual revolution in the classroom. Parents need to seriously consider schools that have ethical standards for the teachers of our children, not only competent in their subject, not only gifted in teaching, but also have embraced in their life the ethical paradigm that we would want in the lives of those who have access to the lives of our children in these formative years. To the teacher, that is exactly the purpose of this law, that you will not use your relationship as a launching pad, as an illustration and a teaching moment in the lives of the children. Let me go further. They're not your children. He says in the statement, I want to be free to talk to my children. That's another point of the law. They're not your children. They're your students. Those are the children of their parents. And the parents have the right to determine who will teach my child, what will my child be taught, and when will my child be taught issues that I want to make sure they are capable of handling when they're taught. And my children do not belong to the state, do not belong to the educational elite, and they do not belong to the teacher. My child is not your child.
Harry, interestingly, educators and lawmakers who oppose this law have said, this is not happening. One state senator, Lauren Book, said, they're not secretly pushing the gay agenda, the trans agenda, or the woke agenda. It's just not happening. My question would be, then, why are you fighting it?
Well, here's the other thing. Here's where I would almost agree with that lawmaker. They're not secretly pushing the LGBTQAI plus agenda. They're publicly promoting it. They've been caught. One of the side blessings of COVID is parents had the opportunity to hear what their children had been hearing and what the curriculum was saying. And once they heard it, most were aghast at what was being said to their child and at what age it was being said. Thus, this law was passed overwhelmingly and affirmed by the governor of the state of Florida.
Harry, this kindergarten teacher, his last gasp rationale for why this law is bad. He says, I have a little girl this year who has two moms, and the kids are curious about her two moms. If they go to her and ask her about her two moms and she doesn't know what to say, they're going to come to me. What should I say?
When they come to you, you don't have anything to say except this. Go ask your father and mother. That is an issue which you, and particularly this kindergarten teacher, should not be engaged in the life of the children. Go home and talk to your father and mother. That's the whole point of the law. You do not assume at such moments of intimacy and vulnerability the role of a parent. What you do is you send them back to the parents. The parents can determine if they want to use your insights or wisdom or not, but you send them back to the parents. That's what it's telling you. Tom, again, please remember that this cultural revolution that has met this law and is doing everything it can to remove it. You've got the Disney Corporation, you've got big business, you've got the misinformation, quote unquote, don't say gay. Notice the culture shapers that are engaged here, the elite culturalists of our society, academia, big business, journalism, Hollywood. Notice how all of them are converging on this issue to try to remove this effort at some sanity in the public school system. I know I keep repeating myself on this, but please remember, your children at ages 5 through 8, which is where this law is aimed, are extremely vulnerable. Who is teaching your child? What is your child learning? To Christians, let me say, you've got to put the three-legged stool into place. You've got to have family, church, and school lined up in the life of your children. You want to avoid dissonance in their education. You want to have harmony and consonance in their education, agreement on that three-legged stool. Some of us live in communities where Christians have still maintained some sense of sanity in the public schools and in certain classrooms. But you can see that the culture shapers, including the federal government, will continually bring the pressure until the public school system lines up and parents become disenfranchised and the children will be groomed for the LGBTQ agenda and as supporters of the sexual revolution. That is their objective, and it will not stop. And what's taking place in Florida is a prime example. My last word, Tom, on this from a Christian World and Life view, while I am grateful for the governor and the law that is in the state of Florida, while I'm grateful for it, the reality is parental rights are only so meaningful as parents do what's right in the raising of their children. Hear the call of God's word, that you are to raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. This is such a crucial issue. Let's take some time to look at how the Magic Kingdom, that is Disney, has revealed their efforts at shaping the culture and their opposition to this law. Some revealing statements have been made in the last couple of days. Let's take a look at them.
We'll do that on tomorrow's edition of Today in Perspective. The Apostle Paul tells us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. It is essential that we have a proper understanding of spiritual warfare. If the believer embraces the Bible as God's word, then we must recognize the reality of spiritual warfare and we must get prepared for battle. Harry Reader's 15 CD set on spiritual warfare is available for your family by going to briarwood.org/spiritual warfare. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview. to put the issues of today in perspective.